Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. For this week's episode, Megan, I thought it'd be fun to run through a list of getting to know you questions. But since it would be boring to like go through and just like have one of us read it off and the other person would just like answer.
Hey, we've done that before. It's not would you rather questions.
I said getting to know you.
Oh, never mind.
Anyway.
I just heard what I wanted to hear.
So, we figured it'd be fun since Meg and I arguably know each other better than anyone else.
Like, if someone knows me, like right now, if anyone in the world knows me, it's Sierra, and I would say vice versa. Even when I have, like, I'm married to someone, I would argue it's gonna be hard for someone to take your place as someone who knows me the best.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're gonna answer for each other, and then compare answers.
Yeah, so we'll be introspective for the other person. We'll see what happens.
Okay, before we get into the bulk of the episode though, we like to do our run through of weekly spotlights, catch you guys up on what we're reading, all the fun stuff. Also, I guess we should say we didn't post last week. Thank you guys for understanding. We posted a community post to update you guys that we had some family stuff going on. And we're taking the week off. No
YouTube video and no podcast last week.
So we are back.
Back on schedule. I will just say that the weather, at least the past couple days,
has been... That was my spotlight as well. Not today.
Abnormally nice for the time of year. And so, I mean, when the sun is shining and I'm not really wearing a winter coat when it's winter, I feel pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, it was like 70 degrees. I took Vegas on a walk. We did a nice little 2-mile lap. I wore leggings and a sweatshirt, but I wore like a tank top underneath my sweatshirt because I was like, it could legitimately get hot enough where I would take the sweatshirt off. I didn't have to, but it was like, I was definitely warm enough, mm-hmm. for sure. Today, it started out nice and then it's like very windy, 30 degrees, so it's very cold right now. Yeah,
tomorrow's going to be a little bit colder again too.
But I see like the forecast, it's slowly creeping up to like normally be like 40s and 50s. We're almost into March.
We're going to be heading into... Mm-hmm. Spring here shortly.
As you guys are listening to this, Megan and I, along with Maggie, we're in the Virgin Islands.
And so we're living it up, hopefully.
In the warm weather.
We'll do a whole vacation recap episode next week.
And I think we're vlogging when we're down there.
Yes. Too. So it'll be fun. If you like watching our vlogs, and make sure you go subscribe. If you're not already, go follow our Instagram so you can be supportive and like our posts and all that.
As far,
the digital camera's coming with.
Yes. My Instagram's been on hibernation. I need to,
That just happens during the winter. Like,
yeah. Yeah. You need to come out of hibernation, come out strong with some vacation posts.
October through February, like, flies by, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like you're like, it's the holidays and like,
no one really cares.
Like, you really finished like the holidays. You're like, oh, it's like spring now. Yeah.
So, hopefully I can get back on my Instagram grind. Not that literally anyone cares except for me.
Yeah.
But that's all. As far as book updates, I think that last time I was talking to you guys, I was reading Vicious. I have since finished it. I gave it 4.5 stars. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. It was my first V.E. Schwab book. It was, I think,
maybe you should try The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue.
Maybe. I've heard lots of good things about that.
I've heard lots of mixed things about it.
So, it's technically listed in fantasy. Personally, I think it was more sci-fi. I guess to each their own with what they think it is. To me, the line between fantasy and sci-fi is pretty thin. I feel like it's always just like, was it science that did this? Or is it just like, no, it's magic. And like the outcome or like the plot, story, whatever, can essentially be the same mm-hmm. otherwise. But it's currently with my sci-fi books. So that's what I'm just envisioning it as right now. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Would highly recommend. I'm trying to get Megan to read it relatively soon.
I'm reading Winter in Paradise by Ellen Hildebrand. And I've been trying to like avoid audiobooks, but like I did because I knew today. I kind of wanted to finish it today, but I just don't know if that's going to happen. But I had like a full day at work. And, you know, part of like my day, like I have a drive between buildings. It's like not super long, but it's like 30-40 minutes. And so I was kind of like, I know it's on Spotify. So I did play that and got like 2 chapters done on there. So we'll see how much that like shortens what I have to read. But I did do the audiobook a little bit for this.
I can't lie.
Also because, like, I want to try and get it done to then, like, maybe, possibly read one book before we go on vacation. But, like, I need to finish that book, today.
Yeah.
If that's even going to be a possibility.
I'm currently reading...
Which I was going to maybe do Vicious.
Oh, yay. Do it then.
Do it. You can do it.
The Serpent and the Wings of Night is what I'm currently reading. I don't remember the name of the author. It's on Kindle Unlimited, and I'm enjoying it right now. It's a romanticy. I wanted to, like, get back into romanticy stuff. This one is in the Omegaverse, so there's vampires and stuff. So it's my first fantasy with vampires. I mean, I feel like once you get into it, like, you just, like, they're the magical creatures, yeah. You know?
And,
like,
the Once Upon really a Broken Heart series has vampires and stuff, too. And okay. I've contemplated reading Bride by Ali Hazelwood, which I know is also kind of Omegaverse and vampires and stuff. I've heard mixed things about that book. I
know what to expect.
You have to be in the mood to read it, which, like...
Like, I can totally understand why people would say, ew, I hated it, and I can totally understand why people, like, eat it up.
Yeah.
I just don't know which one I'll fall into when or if I read it. Really enjoying it. I think I'm just about halfway through right now. I would love to finish it before I go on vacation. And then I think that the book I'm going to read after this is Golden Sun. I mean, pending, like, obviously when we go on vacation, we're going to read the book with Maggie. Yeah. So it's like,
but typically, we'll see. Cause, like, there's definitely, like, reading heavy vacations and then, like, not quite so reading heavy vacations. And we'll just have to see what happens. Like, when we were in Hawaii last year, I read probably at least 2 books, maybe 3. I don't fully remember. And,
like, that was a reading heavy trip for us.
And versus, like, I just don't know fully. Like, I do but suspect when we went we'll to, have, like, some beach days and stuff.
When we went to Hawaii with Maggie back in 2021, I don't think we read a ton.
Right. I don't even, like, I don't have any books that is associated with that.
The only time
I
remember
that
reading
trip.
Was, like, on the pool on the very last day.
On the pool.
At the pool on the very last day.
Yeah, I don't really remember reading much.
So, we'll see.
Hopefully we can at least, the reason I'm reading Winter in Paradise is because Maggie had the idea to read the second one altogether on that trip.
And when Maggie initiates a reading task, we grab on. We say, okay.
She might even get a head start on us because I told her she is likely maybe going to finish Iron Flame before we go on our trip. And so she's like, so I don't really know what to do with my downtime between.
You should probably just
start. And I was
like,
you should probably just start the book and get a head start. She's like, oh, that's a good idea. So, yeah, that's kind of my reading stuff, too. I'm going to bring The Friend Zone by Abby Jimenez as, like, a physical book option and, like, for, like, a little cute romance book.
I also feel like with, like, plain stuff, if I do any reading, like, I feel like I'm going to wait to start whatever the book is called.
Yeah.
When we're there. And so, like, I can read Golden Sun if that's what I'm reading, like, on the plane and when we're traveling and stuff.
So. True, true.
That is my plan.
Okay. Let's see what we got going on here.
So we found 60 questions for getting to know you. Megan can reveal the website when she pulls it up. In case you guys want to pull this list up for yourself for, I don't know, using to
we
get to
also,
know someone, get to know some new friends.
If you are following along with our basement journey, we just got the projector delivered a couple days ago or yesterday. But I hadn't taken it out of the box yet because I I'm not, like, in a space to, like, set it up or hang it up right now because, like, we need to mount it to the ceiling. But we did actually unbox it and, like, turn it on today. I don't know the specific model, but the brand is Epson, which is, like, a pretty popular projector brand. But, like, I don't know a lot about projectors, but, like...
It looks nice.
They're kind of expensive. And so, like, we were kind of like, oh, my God, how do we know what one to pick?
And I knew this would happen anyways. I was like, as long as it has good reviews, like, it will be good enough for you.
Like, I'm not a projector snob. So I was pleased. I'm liking it, my first impressions, and we'll just have to go from there and hope we continue liking it.
Comment below what our first movie we should watch in our finished basement is.
Should be. Yeah. I think how you said it was okay still.
Okay, thank you.
So this website is betterup.com, and maybe, like, we'll start light and then hopefully these get a little bit...
We gotta,
deeper,
you know,
more
work
challenging.
We gotta start easy.
Okay.
Get the basics out of the way.
Number one, how do you spend your free time?
So I feel like answering for myself is going to be answering for you, but.
So who's starting?
I will answer for you first.
Okay.
Megan spends her free time reading, going on TikTok, watching YouTube. I don't know if you consider working out free time. Like, you try to work out regularly. You go to trivia. You look up flights.
Whoa, it's weird that you said that, because I was like, I was kind of thinking, like, I do, like, some perusal of some online.
I had to think of something different then. I don't know. True, you true. Online shop sometimes, but, like, not a ton.
Not a lot, yeah.
That's mostly what I would say for you.
I would say that's pretty spot on.
The plain one was a good
poll. That was a good, like, not quite so often, but, like, it is something I actively do in my free time. That was a good one. That was a good one. I can't think of anything else I would add.
For me or for you?
For me.
Okay.
So now, do we want to, like, both share the same questions, or do we want to just, like, move on to the next question? I answer for you.
I don't know.
I'll answer for you. Okay. And then you can tell me if I'm right. Sierra spends her free time reading, working out, if we want to include that, taking care of Vegas, taking him on walks, taking him to the dog park. Her free time includes going on TikTok, YouTube. I'm like, am I missing any major ones? Don't watch a whole lot of TV. Like, obviously, like, sometimes we do. It's usually background noise, I feel like. We like to go to movies together when we can, if there's any good ones out. We're always down to, like, go get food, go pick up food. Am I missing any?
No. Anything crucial? I can't think of anything else off the top of my head that's crazy pertinent to my free time. Okay.
We also do, you know, this in our free time and YouTube, but yeah. Okay, what's your favorite food? I'm gonna go generic, and I have like two top ones that I'm thinking of,
like, for you.
Yeah, so okay. Like, just to, like, be like, I've got mine locked in.
Pizza and chicken.
It was no. Pizza and ice cream. Were my top two. Not that I dislike chicken, but I do eat it quite frequently, actually.
And for me?
For you, would it be chicken?
I feel like I kind of gave that like away.
Chicken and pizza?
Chicken was the first thing. Yeah. I was like, chicken was the first thing that popped in my head.
We have...
I just eat chicken all the time. It's like, not exclusively the only meat that I eat, because I do eat...
Turkey.
Like, turkey, sausage and stuff. But, like, if I have a meat, I feel like it's... chicken, like, for, like, pasta, we'll cut up some chicken. I eat hamburger, but
chicken is the meat of choice.
Yes.
Okay, do you listen to any podcasts?
Yes. Okay, so you have your podcast that you're thinking of, and then I have my podcast that I'm thinking of. I'll answer for you first. Okay. I think that you typically listen to what we said.
Sometimes. Here's the thing is, like, I have to be in a podcast mood to even listen to podcasts.
I think I listen to podcasts way more than you.
You do, probably.
I'll
give you, like,
Dateline.
Top three. Yeah.
Was What We Said one?
Yeah. That's probably the least that I listen to, though, okay. Of the three.
This is scary. I'm trying to think. Do I go True Crime with Kendall Ray?
I don't listen to that at all.
Okay. You watch her videos. It's the same thing.
I haven't been watching her videos as much either.
Okay. I'm 2 for 3. What's the last one?
Match Made in Manhattan.
Oh, okay. That one's semi-recent.
Dateline is definitely, like, the most listened to one. Like, I listened to that this morning when I was taking Vegas on a walk, and then, like, I was listening to it on my commute a little bit as well. For you, Buried Bones is going to be, like, number one. Then I feel like Dateline. And then there's the one that's, like, the S&S. It's a true crime one, but I don't remember the name.
I was waiting for
Silver.
It.
Sword and Scale.
Sword yeah. and Scale. I would say that's accurate. Buried Bones and Sword and Scale are for sure, like, the ones I'm on top of. And then I'll usually watch Dateline as they, or listen and to Dateline, like,
sometimes
as they come out.
I do Match Made in Manhattan.
I definitely.
Sometimes you'll watch Ear Biscuits.
I've like, watched Ear Biscuits or listened to it in a long time. I'm typically in my true crime era when I'm listening to podcasts. Like, I listen to Match Made in Manhattan.
Yeah.
But, like, otherwise, I don't listen to a lot of lifestyle stuff.
I was trying to convince myself that I should be, like, a regular listener of the Broski Report. But I keep, like, I just like have it actively. Yeah. I also kind of feel like I would prefer to like watch it.
There are some podcasts so, that like I used to watch Wild Till 9 all the time.
I just like that should be the background noise I put on the TV. Because the clips I see of her on YouTube, like I just think it'd be fun to watch. So, okay. I'm going to skip ahead to maybe kind of be a little more picky with the books.
The book?
The question I read has book it. Do you have a favorite book?
Okay. My thought for you is that your favorite book of all time is Project Hail Mary.
Yeah. Is yours the same?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, we did an episode where we did a whole book thing.
We should be like a little bit more specific. Like, can I pick your favorite romance? Can I pick your favorite?
Okay. Okay.
Ugh. Whatever.
Okay, hold on. I need to think. You think of my favorite romance, and I'll think of my favorite romance.
Okay.
It's like hard to narrow down between. Okay, I'm like stuck between two, so like I wouldn't be surprised if you said either one.
Okay. My initial thought is Beach Read.
That was one.
I'm trying to think of other romances that you've given 5 stars and like remained firmly 5 stars. It's not a Colleen Hoover, is it? I feel like Colleen Hoover's like kind of drifted to the wayside. Yours truly?
No. Happy Place.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that you like that one so much.
Those are the two that I was toying with. For you, favorite romance is Beach Read. That's just a given.
Unequivocal.
Sci-fi,
obviously, Project Hail Mary would be for both of us.
What other genre do we want to do?
Mystery thriller. I have mine for you.
Yeah, that was going to say for you. See, this part of this is so easy because, like, our tastes are so similar. If I know it for myself, it's probably also hers too.
It's just like, I feel like also, I mean, who's to say, like, if we've read, you know, a million and one mystery thrillers and then read Silent Patient, like, who knows?
Maybe wouldn't have
if it would have hit as hard. High. But it was like one of the first ones that I read, and I was like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Yeah.
5 stars.
And I feel like it was one, what I really struggle with in some thrillers is like the twist that they like pick. I kind of feel like I can like picture gaps in the story where like it doesn't fully make sense. And like I didn't feel that way about The Silent Patient. Maybe other people did, but I did not. So therefore,
favorite YA book?
I have definitely my favorite YA.
I'm between. Oh wait, yours is better than the movies.
No. Did I give Better Than the Movies 5 stars?
I thought so.
I don't think so.
As Good as Dead?
No.
Ah, Summer Broken Rules?
Yes. You don't like YA as much, but you also gave Summer of Broken Rules 5 stars, didn't you?
I did.
Do you have a different one you're thinking of?
Mm-hmm.
As Good as Dead?
Yeah.
You spoil your answer.
I know, it's because I keep going first.
It's okay, I also gave As Good as Dead 5 stars.
With how much you freaking talk about Better Than the Movies, I'm surprised you didn't give it 5 stars.
I feel like I hardly talk about that. I feel like I hardly remember it.
You're always just like, you should read it.
That's because it's so widely talked about.
You should read
it. At first, before I bought it, I wanted you to read it so you could freaking buy it for me.
Hmm.
That was why. Because I like the cover.
Well, I know you read it, and then you're like, you should read it. Because you read it.
I feel like I've since, like, completely lost. Like, I haven't. Like,
what
but,
is
like,
it about?
I feel like I read so many similar books around that time period that were, like, YA. So now I'm like, what one was what? I don't know.
The one with the movies.
Like, I feel like I get. I think I read Better Than the Movies and A Thousand Boy Kisses, like, right next to each other. And they were, like, they weren't that similar, but, like, they're both taking place in high school. So, like, they're around their houses all the time. And, like, I just get confused. That's all it takes.
Yeah. Just high schoolers going to high school.
Yeah.
It all blends together.
Okay. Here's an interesting one. This is, like, we're going to have to think about it a little bit, honestly. What's your go-to karaoke song?
I have, like, initially, like, first thing that pops in my head.
For me? Or for
no,
you?
No, for me.
Oh, God.
But, like, I mean, I know it. But.
Something popped in my head, but I'm kind of like, I would be shocked if you picked this. Which maybe what? Is what you're going with.
What?
Downtown by.
No.
No.
That one's been playing a little bit more on my Spotify.
Huh?
I said that one's been playing a little bit more on my Spotify.
No, is this the song on your on repeat?
No.
Okay.
I feel like It's not very personal to me.
Okay. Parting USA.
No.
I might not know that.
I feel like you're out of tries. Don't Stop Believin' was my like first thing that popped in my head.
A classic.
Classic karaoke song. Do you have?
Something popped in my head.
Is it Olivia Rodrigo?
No.
Dang. Is it like old school kind of dad type music?
No.
Like early 2000s? I'm narrowing it down. Do you see how I'm like wheezing my way into
the answer?
This is
20 questions now.
Down.
No.
I don't know.
Bad Day.
Okay.
I like that song. Let me see if we need to... We're good on time. Okay. What's your latest guilty pleasure?
I thought of a good one for myself that it's not like latest, like lately, but it's recent and it's like a guilty enough pleasure that I feel like it should be shared. That's all I have. Like something that's just like kind of like strange.
Interesting.
But like I enjoy. Like it's not that weird, but it's kind of niche.
And I've witnessed this?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's something that I watch.
Oh gosh. Like on YouTube you watch it?
I've watched it on multiple things. Multiple platforms.
It's not like the like machine crush things, is it?
No.
No. Is it something like that where it's just like to watch?
No.
What have you been watching?
It's not like it hasn't been like lately. Like it's been within the past couple months, but not like within the past.
I'm trying to think
month.
Of like what our YouTube feed has like looked like at one point.
I feel like I've watched it on YouTube, but I've also watched it like it's a TV show. So I have watched it on TV as well.
Okay.
But you like never watch it.
Clearly.
Do you give up?
Yeah.
Mayday Air Disaster.
Oh.
If you're unfamiliar with the show, they have episodes on YouTube.
She can't watch it right now because we're about to go travel.
But it's a show that like just each episode is covering a different air disaster and they'll do like live reenactments. But I tell myself that I like don't want to watch it right before traveling. So since we're going on our trip, can't watch it right now because then it'll freak me out. But then when I like don't have any upcoming travels, then I'm like, okay, I'm good. I can watch it. I just think it's interesting.
I
thought of one for you.
I've got like options that I would accept if you like throw them out, but I feel like I don't know if I have like any like guilty pleasures at the moment.
Is it like something you watch or listen to?
Yeah.
I'm about to do like 20 questions again. Is it on YouTube?
It could be.
It could be.
It's usually not. Like, it. You could find out there, but it's not usually, like, where I would find it.
Is it on TikTok?
It could be.
Okay. Is it on, like, TV?
No.
So is it, like, a trend?
No.
I don't know. I give up.
If I'm scrolling through and there's someone that's doing, like, an ASMR, like, scalp massage or something.
Oh.
I will stick around for that.
I hate those. I like almost hate watch them. Like, I'm just like, I will watch it and be like, people like this.
See, I get so jealous of the person like experiencing that I just try to be like, it's happening to me. So, but I don't seek it out.
I don't think
that
I knew that you watched them.
It's more so like
it pops up.
If it pops up, not even like, I feel like if I were to scroll on my phone, unless it's hearing me right now, I'd be kind of surprised if like one did pop up, but it crossed my mind given the question.
I feel like I always get ASMR like live.
I used to get like those like pop up. It looks like they're stirring like a witch's pot. Oh, and it's like the beads and the liquid in there.
I'm like, stop. But then like I said, sometimes I hate watch them, and so I feel like that keeps making them pop up.
The algorithm's like, oh, you like this. We'll give you more. If you could choose a superpower, what would you pick?
I have one for you.
I have, like, an easy answer for myself.
Teleportation?
Mm-hmm. Would you also... You could
travel for free. That's the idea behind it.
Would you also do teleportation?
Yeah.
One for me, one for you. What is the... This is going to be too hard to, like, answer, honestly, but I'm curious what we're going to say. What's the funniest joke you've ever heard?
So I have to guess the funniest joke that you have ever heard.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I have one for me. Like, when you answer for me, I know.
I feel like I know
what you're okay, what do you think?
When Grandpa said the ice cream, it's going to melt. To be honest, that's what I was thinking for myself, too. Just because it sticks
out
so much. It's
not even that funny. It's just something that, like, every time I think about, like, something funny that I've heard, I go and think back to... when we were at our grandma and grandpa's house eating ice cream, or we had just finished eating dinner, I think, and we were like, oh, like, we're full. And then our grandpa was like, what, do you guys want some ice cream? He like, it melts, so like, there's room or whatever he
said. Just go between the cracks.
And I think I was laughing for like 5 minutes after he said that.
Not that our grandpa's like not funny or like never a jokester, but it was like he doesn't really like joke try to much. Joke a whole lot. So then it was like, it was that
and then it's even more unexpected. With
that, and then it was just like really unexpected for him to like make a joke like that, and so we laughed for like way longer than we should have. He should have been proud of himself for that one.
So I guess that one counts for both of us, if that's what you thought of.
Okay, I need to find some better. Okay, what was your dream job as a child? This is a good one.
I know. I feel like, first of all, you had a lot of different like career thoughts.
I'm thinking of like child, probably like my, what I would say is my earliest one.
You want to be a teacher?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you could like name all of my little, I can only think of like one other one for sure.
Like childhood or like that, like older, like you were thinking like pharmacy for a little bit, weren't you?
That's not what I was thinking of.
Did you ever want to be a pharmacist?
No. I think I always thought like that's a nice, safe, solid career option. I could probably do it.
And then we learned pharmacists are like the smartest people ever.
I'd have to be 10 times smarter than I am now to be a pharmacist.
Besides teacher, what? Oh, a hairstylist, yeah. Hairdresser.
Sierra's earliest job that I recall that she wanted to be was an artist, specifically a painter.
Mm-hmm.
She had this theoretical shop that she was going to open up called Painting's Edge.
See, and look at the detail.
You know, she had it all thought out. And then I don't know when that dream stopped, but...
I don't know.
Because I don't...
Not as really remember my artistic roots anymore.
No, you used to, like, part of your identity used to be, like, Sierra's the artist. Sierra is the artist of the family. And now, like, no offense, but, like, you're pretty mediocre at art. Like, you're not, like, the worst person at it.
Thank you.
I feel like... But, like, if someone were to describe you as being, like, you're really, like, you're an artist. I'm thinking of the TikTok sound now.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd be, like... I'm really not.
Mm-hmm. I would like to get, I feel like my last stroke of like being in touch with like my artistic side was like when I was really like into back painting for a little bit, which sounds weird just like saying that. But do you guys remember like when everyone was like painting on everyone's backs? It was a thing for a while. And that was like my last, like I was like, I got paints for it and I was like into it. And then I just stopped doing that and I haven't really done much artistic stuff since. But Haley, she was like, oh, like, would you want to like paint some mural in Henry's
she thinks you still
nursery?
Got your artistic roots.
I was like, what type of mural are
it's
we
like,
talking
like,
about because
what do, you think I am?
What do you think I can do? So TBD.
We got our own stuff to do, Haley. I'm kidding.
Okay, next question.
Who would you choose if you could be friends with a fictional character? Do we should we pick like a specific medium or just
medium? Oh, I was my mind went specifically to books.
Mine did at first too, and then I kind of thought of like maybe not necessarily.
Okay, we do a couple. Okay, we do books, we do movie.
Okay.
Or TV.
Friends,
what are you gonna do first?
I have like there's so many. Let's do books first. Okay. Do you have one for you?
Yes.
There's so many options. So many. Like, I have, like, I have one, but then I'm kind of like, do I go with that? It's not Rocky.
It is Rocky. Okay.
See, that's, I don't want to say that's who I was picking, because, like, I was kind of like, do I want, like,
we can't say who that is either.
We cannot. If you don't know who it is, you don't get to know. And don't look it up.
For your own good.
Only those who know will know. Okay, TV. It's like, I have, like, an answer I want to say, but then I'm like, I don't think I'd be friends with
him. So I'm thinking Monk.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Monk, like, we have to go this way. Like,
it's like, I want to be friends with him, but, like,
he'd, like, drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I'm, like, trying to think, like, otherwise, like, TV like an show-wise. Actual,
who would I be good friends with? What do I watch on TV? There's not really, like, word, who's my demographic?
Right?
Okay, back to books. Any other, like, is there any...
Did you think of someone for books?
That's who I was thinking of.
Oh, for you.
I was trying to think of a person.
You don't be friends with a person.
No one's immediately coming to mind.
So you guys can go through at the end of this episode and figure out, like, how many of our answers were just the same, and I, that's why we're getting them. All right.
What's... I don't know if I want to do that one. Okay. Do you have any toxic traits you're not proud of? Toxic traits. I'm trying to, like, if you can't tell on the video, I'm trying to do some introspection first for what my answer is for myself. Do you have an answer?
For myself or for you? Not for myself. I'm, like, I'm not sure even, like, what order I want to, like, try and figure this out. I have a bad habit for you. It's not really a toxic trait. But then you'd have to think of a bad habit for yourself.
Bad habit. I don't mean to leave you guys in silence. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to think. If I were to answer this, what would I say? Okay, I have what I would say to myself if I, like, had to answer right now. So,
for bad habit,
just if I was asked this question. So, I guess you can say whatever you're going to say.
Mine's not a toxic trait, is what I'm saying. For you, it's just a bad habit.
It's not. Okay, what are you going to say?
That you bite your toenails?
Oh. That's not a toxic trait.
That's why I said it was a bad habit, and that your toxic trait answer wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah. I should stop.
It just kills me every time I, like, think about you doing that. Like, the position you have to contort yourself into to do that.
So then, do you have an answer for yourself?
Yeah. I could.
For a bad habit or a toxic trait?
For a bad habit.
This is not the question.
That's why I said I changed it.
Okay, we're moving on. What's number one on your bucket list?
I have an answer for myself.
It's not to go to All Seven Continents, is it?
No.
I was like, I think we used to, like, kind of say, like, oh, that'd be cool to do, and then, like, we became more reasonable and we're like, Antarctica's probably not happening. Go to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I needed to just be a little more realistic. What would you say for me?
I was like, do you have an answer?
Yes.
Your top bucket list item is to go to Germany.
No.
Is it travel related?
Yeah.
Go to all 50 states.
No.
Go to I don't know.
Italy.
That's okay. That's also yours.
Well, I didn't think of it like probably until after you said it, but I was like, if I was to think of like one place where I'm like, if I don't go here sometime in my life, then like I have failed. I was like, it's probably Italy. So
you stole it from me.
So I did steal it from you. I'm trying to find more, but I think we might be running out of some of them. What's your favorite midnight snack?
I mean, I have my answer.
It's probably the same as mine.
Häagen-Dazs chocolate chip ice cream.
I was going to just say ice cream.
But specifically.
Sierra can take one last look through the questions. And we'll see if she finds anything good.
Let's just do something simple. Pick your favorite movie of all time.
All time.
I have mine. It's like, this is like when you say like, pick your favorite movie. It just came to my head. So that's what I'm rolling with.
Okay. I feel like I have mine picked out. I'll try and guess yours first. Hercules.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was yours Nonstop?
No.
Dang it. It's not Elvis.
No.
Oh, Patriots Day.
No.
I feel like it's always your favorite. I don't know.
Come on. No other guesses?
No.
The Martian.
Hmm.
I watched that twice on the way to Hawaii.
Yeah. You did. Now I'm just like thinking in my head. What's your favorite holiday?
I have my answer.
I have my answer. My guess for you is 4th of July.
This year's 4th of July. That's correct.
Like the rest of these I feel like I'm like skipping because I know it's so obviously like what the answer is.
As if the ones we've been doing haven't been.
I mean, we've gotten some wrong.
I know.
Do you have any pet peeves?
Oh, I'm sure. I was just talking about something that annoyed me a lot not that long ago. What was I talking about?
I have an anti-pet peeve, or I don't know how to word this, but, like, a pet peeve that, like, bothers everyone, I feel like, but me.
Chewing food?
Yeah.
That one doesn't, like, that does not really bother me either. Right, and I don't even, I know when I was younger, I used to probably do this. Maybe that's part of why it doesn't bother me. I've made it a point not chew with my mouth open. But I just zone everything else out. So, I can't think of what. It was that annoyed me a couple days ago.
I have, and you would not know this, but like I just have a pet peeve to share.
Okay.
Specifically when I am reading, I've noticed it, and I almost feel like it must just be grammatically correct, and like it just bothers me for no reason. But there have been times where I've read authors writing a sentence where it starts with probably, like it's a character being introspective, like it's first person.
Probably it's because.
It drives me crazy. Is it? Is that correct grammar?
I don't know. You can't read Magnolia Parks.
Oh, no. Does it
not because it does that, but because I'll have to find, like, sentences specifically. It many times throughout the book, it seems like it starts just, like, in the middle of a sentence.
Really? I specifically remember it was an Emily Henry book that I was reading. I can't remember which one it was. Maybe People with Me on Vacation, but, like, I mean, it could have been any of them. It could have been all of them if it's the same author. But she was writing a sentence where I was like, probably he thinks I'm like the most annoying person in the world. Probably he. And I was like, stop saying that.
Say he probably. He,
yeah. Right? Switch the two words.
Yeah.
Why are you starting it with probably? Anyway, all my English lit people can let me know if I am being incorrectly angry about that, because I read it and I was like, pause. That's not right.
Now I wish I had Magnolia Parks. Hold on. I have it on my phone. Hold on. You keep talking.
Did you ever even give your review of Magnolia Parks in here?
You know what? You're right. I did not.
Side tangent.
I can read it verbatim for you guys. So you can, if you follow me on Goodreads, then you would have already seen this. I finished Magnolia Parks a couple days ago. And I gave it a 3.75. I would say not even halfway through the book. I was kind of already like setting my sights on like that's what I was going to rate it. And it didn't end up changing, so that's what I did rate it. And I am the person that on Goodreads, you have to break the threshold for me to like mark it as a said star rating. So if you're starting with a 3, you get the 3 stars, and you have to like break the threshold to a 4. Because that's like, I take my 4s seriously. 4s and up, I take seriously. And this one I had too many qualms with, so it doesn't get to be in that category. So here's what I said. Wow. What a book. I knew going into this book that it was going to be toxic, but you literally can't help but think, what the heck are these characters doing and why are they being so stupid? I'm not really one for purely character-driven books, so that's where it kind of lost me. Definitely like a train wreck you can't look away from, and I was getting a bit more invested towards the end of the book. All that being said, I am not sure I'm going to continue the series. Time will tell. It was like, in some ways, it was exactly like I was expecting it was going to be. But at the same time, I kind of felt like I was going to, like, find it. Like, there's going to be, like, one more redeeming quality about it where, like, I thought I was going to, like, maybe enjoy it more. And it kind of didn't have that. So, we will see. Now I'm going to go to my Kindle app and see if I can find an example of the sentence structure. And, like, it happened often enough. This should not take long in theory. You ramble on about something else.
I don't know what to talk about.
Anything else book related? That would be easy.
I've already talked about my books for being up to date. I have seen, I'll tell you about the book, the sequel to the book that I'm currently reading, which I can't remember off the top of my head, but I think it's like something to do with ashes and like the Crooked Crown or something. I have no idea. It's the second book in the Crowns of Nyaxia series. And, I mean, I'm enjoying this book enough that I feel like it'll be at least 4 stars. But I've seen a lot of stuff about, like, the sequel being, like, very good. And so I will likely continue the series. And now I'm waiting to hand the floor off to you.
You'll just have to take my word for it. If anyone reads this book for 3 minutes.
Thank you.
But I'm like losing my vision right now because I don't have my glasses on. So. It's funny because like we're doing a series or we're doing a video where we're like doing our reading until we find a 5-star book. And it's funny because I literally was making this same point in when I was recording a clip and I was like, oh, let me pull up an example. And then it takes a couple of minutes, but I do find one. Then I'm like, oh my God, I promise there's plenty of them in here. If you read the book, you'll know what I'm talking about, but I can't find one for the life of me. So eventually when that video gets posted, there will be an example.
In theory, and you guys don't take my word for this, I think in theory it's supposed to be like the video that goes up next after this podcast episode goes up. In theory, that's when I think this 5-star book,
but we were just
kind
of theorizing when we were gonna get a 5-star book.
But we gotta get a 5-star book, and we knew that going into it. But I'm like, what was the last 5-star I even gave out?
I gave a 5-star for my first book of the year for Akawar.
It's been a hot minute for me, so I need to find something good.
So I'm honestly like starting to get worried that I'm like, do I even know what the 5-star feeling is anymore? Like, am I being too picky?
See, I wonder that too. But then I know, like, I honestly think the last 5-star I gave was probably a 7-year slip. And like,
and you just know.
When I was reading it, I was like, I cannot wait to give this book 5 stars. Like when I'm done, like I know I'm giving it 5 stars. So the feeling's there.
Yeah.
So I think that's all we have.
Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Let us know any other episode ideas you have for us in the future. We're pretty open to just about anything you guys want to listen to. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel and you watch the video version, please do so. If you haven't followed us on Instagram, where you can engage with our posts and give some input into future episodes, feel free to follow us there at According To. It's all spelled out. No numbers, only letters.
And we will talk to you guys next Thursday.
Bye.